everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of You Deserve Fresh Lettuce. I am your co-host, Rachel.
And I'm Jaya.
And in this episode, we're going to be talking about daddy makeovers.
Snatch them up.
If you're not doing so already, please follow us across all social media platforms at YDFL Podcast. You can also check us out on your favorite podcast platform, including
Alexa, YouTube, yes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, we have Pandora, we're everywhere.
You can find us anywhere. We're worldwide. Over 28 countries listening and counting. But if you are curious as to what we're wearing, what we're doing, the facial expressions we're making, our new studio look, head on over to YouTube and type in You Deserve Fresh Lettuce and the show will come up. Like, share, comment.
Yes, and share with three
friends.
Because we're trying to grow our audience.
Right, audience.
And if you like it and comment, because we love listening and hearing, and yes, we love answering comments.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, let's get into it. Daddy makeovers. Okay, so this kind of came about because I had asked Dahlia a question where I asked her, I'm like, do you think that guys should have Botox? I was like,
because I noticed my friend's husband,
I was like, I think she has him get Botox. So then I asked her, does he get Botox? She goes, oh, yeah, girl, if I have to get Botox, he has to get Botox.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, it's a thing?
And I was like, yeah, didn't you know? And then I started telling her that, in order for it to be a little bit more masculine, you say it's Botox.
Botox.
That's what I said, and I've dated, and I'm like, hey, it's time for you to get your Botox. Because we take care of ourselves. And of course, if the man needs a little help, you as their significant other should be like, hey, honey, you have the little frown lines there. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's very subtle. I know a lot of men that do it, by the way.
Really?
A lot of men that do it. And if you guys are anywhere near Orange County, California, then you would see some of the guys probably do more than the girls, by the way. I mean, that's a little
bit... They're puffy and glistening.
That's another episode, maybe. But I've seen it. And I've also seen the guys... I knew someone... particularly that when I was much younger in my 20s, this guy owned a bunch of restaurants and this and that. He was very successful, but I guess he was 300 plus pounds.
Oh.
So he lost a lot of weight. So, of course, he had a daddy tuck, which is a mommy tuck.
It's like the mommy makeover.
But it's the daddy makeover. And, he had the boobs because they also do actually will go in and take the fat off and then do the liposuction. Yeah. And then there's also, by the way, the pec implants and their calf implants. I mean, you name it. Whatever a woman can get done, so can a man.
The guys are doing it.
On period. And, and I think it's just for women, it's a little different because we get the breast implants and it's instant, whoa.
Yeah.
You see it right
Everyone's
away.
Everyone's breast implants, lipo, BBLs, booty lip, whatever.
And everyone talks about all the things, when you're around, sitting down around a group of friends, they're I went with my doctor and I did this and I did that and lipo and this, and you're whatever. But guys typically don't sit around the table talking about the lipo
Botox.
Suction. Yeah.
The Botox.
Did you get Botox this
weekend? Going to Botox parties.
We're going to a Botox party or a liposuction party.
So I think I'm all for a guy that invests in himself and in his appearance. I guess I really appreciate a guy that is aging gracefully. I do have an appreciation for guys that are a little bit gray. They're kind of graying now.
Yeah.
And I do have an appreciation for the crows, when
the
they smile. Feet. It's so weird. I do have an appreciation for this. But at the same time, Ben, on the flip side, I'll see men that I know for a fact that's not how black their hair should be. And I go, why are they doing that? Why?
I mean, my grandpa.
Because we're dyeing our hair.
I mean, by the way, my grandpa, let him rest in peace, he was white. When I'm talking as white as this part of the freaking mug. And, but his hair was as black as the D on my mug. And so, you could see it almost.
So he would dye it?
Oh, for sure. And you could see the roots. And it was it almost looked bluish because it was probably not done correctly, right? And you know what? And I'm going to put my dad's business out there too. My mom's his personal stylist. So my mom literally will
touch him up.
Yeah, he'll say, "Okay, it's time." And I've known a lot of guys that actually get their hair dyed. I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think it's okay, it's part of maintaining and I get it.
Yeah.
My dad, if you ever met him or knew him, he's a freaking total rancher dude.
Never
would think that he'd care to cover
yeah, that's
up the
surprised.
Gray.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure the Botox, he would totally flip me off and be like, hell no, cabrón, no. But the dyeing of the hair, he's totally cool with it.
See, and so I've heard like guys dyeing their mustaches and doing all these kinds of things. Look at it, I'm all for like the hair plugs. You know, if you have a massive receding hairline, which is very common for men, and then you feel some kind of way about it because you were born this one way and now it's receding back, go do your thing. And I guess at the end of the day, I guess I would just have to see, because I have met some men, in South Orange County specifically.
Yes, ma'am.
They are looking like little puffer fish, and I'm sitting there going, what is it? Did he get sunburned? Like, I find myself, my vision's really bad, don't you know?
Yeah.
But I find myself kind of looking when
you're
talking.
You're like really analyzing it.
And now I can't focus on what they're saying. And I'm like, and then the lips look too smooth. And I'm like, what's happening? Because they're getting like fillers in their lips too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah, 100%. They're doing this and this, everything. I know that, like, for instance, my old colleague, that's what I like to call him, the old colleague. He was my ex-husband.
Okay.
Yes. And he had a really, really, really bad receding hairline. And I know that he was a little bit like not sure. And I was very much like cheering that on. I was like, you need to do that. Like, that's part of maintaining.
Yeah.
And I know that I like did some research and found like a surgeon, and I was like, this surgeon's really great, and he's in Beverly Hills or whatever. And you know, it's one of those things that once you do the receding hairline, it's a commitment.
Okay.
It's kind of like doing the boobs. You know that once you do the boobs the one time, it's not forever. Like, you have to get them replaced, and you have to, you know, do all the things. So it's the same thing with the receding hairline. You have to do it at least anywhere between 3 to 4 times to maintain, because those
the follicles
start to fall off, and then you have to replace them and what have you. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, you know, I think anything within, like, it has to be a subtle thing, right? Because I have gone, like, I always remember this story. I think I came out of there traumatized. I was with some friends, and we were in Laguna, and we go to this, like, massive mansion on Laguna Beach, and, like, over the freaking hill and the cliff, and it was, like, a very gorgeous home. And the owner of the home, when I saw him, I was like, so is it a he?
Oh, yeah, you told me.
Or is it a she? And I was like, and I'm like, okay, that's the girlfriend, super young, beautiful, like, pretty girl. And I'm like, okay, maybe she is a lesbian, you know, because I was trying to figure that out. And so you see him, he's got short hair.
He's botched.
He was totally botched, by the way.
Yeah.
He had had his eyelids cut. I know that for a fact. And for sure, he had, like, lip filler, but you couldn't tell. Like, he looked like a very old man that was trying to keep up. And I'm not trying to...
Like Walter Mercado type?
Yes, like that look, man. You know, like the Walter Mercado.
That's what I'm picturing.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But he had the dyed hair, and you can almost see when it's dyed, because it's like not true to
like
the color.
Stark black or
it's like this
weird,
crazy bluish color,
yes,
right? And you know, and I was like, well, welcome to Orange County, California.
Yeah.
I was like, you don't know. And I, you know, I'm not bashing anyone, because the Lord knows, like, I get hooked up.
Yes.
So
here's the
it.
Thing. So it doesn't just, you know, end with the, from head, you know, to chin, to eyes, to lips, to, you know, pecs.
Yeah.
It actually keeps going. Do we want to talk on this episode
about
the
penis?
Yeah, the penis implants.
Yeah, we can. All right. Absolutely.
We
I've never been with anyone with a penis implant, for the record.
That you know
I'm
of,
not trying to.
You're like.
I mean, I haven't been out there like
no,
that
but, you
much
know, like,
anyway.
What
I'm not trying to act like I'm like
know
it all.
I just wonder if we would know. I think that so I came across this guy on TikTok that he calls himself, I believe it's Dr. D.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know his handle, but you could
is
look
this
up
the guy
Dr.
That's
D.
Gay?
He's not gay.
Oh, because
and
there's
he's
another
a,
one that's
he's a
gay.
Chubby, he's a chubby older man. He's an
yeah.
actual surgeon. And he created this technique where he injects so he can increase girth and length.
Okay.
And he does it through injectables. And there's a few things that he does. And so and he only charges like $500 up to like $1,500 per session or something like that.
I wonder though, because like if it's $500 to $1,500, that means that like he's giving it to you to where you want more. Because I mean,
of course,
it's probably like
Botox filler. Like it's probably like fillers.
It's probably like this little
like lip filler.
Baby amount that you're like, it doesn't even, you can't even tell.
No, you could tell. He said, and so everybody in the comments, the people that got it, they're like, oh no, like she noticed or whatever. Yeah. And so it got to this thing where I'm like, well, I guess as women, you know, we're trying to pump up our stuff and like, you know, our boobs or this or that.
Well,
and
I mean,
so
they also have like for the women though, like they have the G-shot, you know, where they actually go in there for the women that actually can't orgasm naturally. So they actually have
the
doctor that's out of Beverly Hills. He goes in there. I think it's supposed to last 3 to 6 months. I really don't know. I've never done it. But, you know, there's that. So, you know, you can't really say, like, well, why'd you go get, you know, your situation injected, you know?
But ladies, if you're watching and you are, you know, your man might be lacking, you're like, I love him so much, but he's kind of not all there. You know, there is this doctor on TikTok. I don't know exactly where he's located, but he does, it's like a non-surgical procedure to increase the girth, increase the length. And in that case, I could see, like, where men, it's like, okay, I could see that, you know, maybe they need to boost their confidence and they're doing whatever they think they got to do, right, to make that happen. But I did watch an episode of Botched one time, and there was this young man, and he was a homosexual man in Beverly Hills, and he had a sugar daddy that was very wealthy.
El sugar.
And this dude had, I mean, every muscle part that a bodybuilder builds, it was an implant.
Oh, an implant. Was he Asian? Because I thought I saw something with some
I don't know
Asian
if he, maybe
dude.
He was half. He kind of looked white to me, but he might have been mixed.
Yeah.
And he had everything implanted. Oh, and man. It was, like, insane. Like, I just thought,
too much.
Oh, man.
You know, I was talking to a guy, like, a long time ago, and he, I guess, had fluctuated in weight, and he's, you know, it was just like we were having a conversation. But anyway, he starts telling me how he really wanted to have, like, liposuction and a tummy tuck. And so within that conversation, he's like, you know, if I did that, would you take care of me? And I have to tell you, like, I think that that's something that you have to grow into, meaning, like, you have to have love for your partner to be like, I would totally take care of you.
Were you guys dating?
So we were just talking. Okay. So it wasn't like we were dating. And so for me, I got to tell you, I'm all about improving yourself. I'm all about get it done. If you don't like it, nip it, tuck it. But something about that conversation seemed to me very female, very, very feminine, that I was like, oh, I don't know that this is, you know, like, if he's
that. I am not doing your lymphatic massages.
Just like, it was really weird, you know, but I get it. Like, I'm not against it because I've seen it, and people actually do the whole, you know, they'll do the belly button. Because that to me is very, like, when anyone does any kind of tummy tuck, the belly button is the number one indicator that you had a tummy tuck.
I always say if it looks like a pencil eraser.
Yeah, and some doctors are getting a little bit better with that, by the way. But for the most part, I think that the belly button always, always gives it away. It's something about the doctors not knowing how to do that little belly button.
I even know someone that got a tummy tuck and they lost their belly button. By the way, there's like a 38% chance or some high number that you will lose your belly button in that process, that the blood will not circulate. So she actually is one of them. It died, right? So she didn't have a belly button, and so she got tattooed in the middle, so it looks like a belly button. I guess if you were to see her in pictures in a bikini, you'd be like, oh, you wouldn't think much. But in real life, it's just a tattoo.
Oh, snap. But usually they'll create a belly button from your skin. Like,
she just opted not to go. Well, hers died. So they had to go in and redo whatever. There was something that happened.
Oh, so like they were going to salvage it, and then they went in, and then it died, and they couldn't be salvaged.
So she has no belly button.
Oh, man. Yeah. And, you know, and I think that, you know, I noticed it because that's a very trending thing, especially within females, to get a tummy tuck, especially because we as women, obviously, we carry kids, and we have children. The body changes. The anatomy of the body changes. But to have a man ask you when you're not really, like, technically together to be like, would you take care of me if I had a tummy tuck and a liposuction? I was just like, it just seems like very feminine energy to me. And I was like, yeah, you know, I'm all about it. I'm going to root you on, but yeah, I'm not the one.
So do you see yourself, like, you and your partner growing old and getting facelifts together?
For sure.
Okay.
100%. Yeah. Like, yeah, 100%. Like, yeah, it's about that time we got to stretch and lift.
Yes.
For sure. But if it's someone you're talking to, it's different.
That's rough. Yeah, because it calls to my mind, like, when Caitlyn was still Bruce and married to Kris Jenner, and she essentially was like, honey, look, it's time. Like, she was showing him, like, so she was going to go get her facelift, and I think he got one around the same time or whatever.
Yeah.
And stuff. So I thought that was interesting that she was encouraging him to get the work done. She took him to the surgeon, and they were doing a consultation on camera for him.
I think it matters, though, in my opinion. I think it really, really matters where you are, in what part of the state, what part of the country you're in. Because depending, like, if you talk to someone maybe out of Texas, you'd be like, I'll be damned if you even touch my face. You know what I mean? I'm going to whoop your ass.
Yes.
And out here, it's very common, like, who's your doctor and how many cc's? And, you know, and I don't know if you know this, but typically men, because of the way that their facial features are, and they use their, you know, their muscles, they're a lot stronger. Men have to get more Botox than women.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So usually, whatever you would get, a man would get maybe half of that dose, like increased or like double the dose, basically. Okay. So it's a lot more for a man. And sometimes it's hard when a man's just about trying to adjust to the Botox, because after a while there's no movement. And I know you've never had Botox, so you're very fortunate that you don't need it. But like, you know, there's moments, depending on who the injector is, that you might just be like more frozen. than other times.
I think that I've, you know, for me, not to get off topic, I know that I have had some people throughout the years, even though I'm insecure, you know, I talk about like how I have under eye bags and I've had them and I'm getting older and there's all these things that I want done, right? But I've had a few guys that have said that one of their favorite things about me is that when I smile, my eyes smile too. Mm. And I think that, although I look at it like they're all wrinkly and everything, they're looking at something that they're not seeing in the world. And I think it's because, especially out here in Southern California, everybody's eyes are like wide. They're like wider and they're very fixed. And, and so I had a few different people that didn't know each other actually say that to me, which That's was very compliment. Interesting because it made me less insecure about the fact that I had this tired look or this or that, whatever, because I do laugh a lot and I smile all the time. Yeah. And so I go, well, it is what it is.
I call them the happy lines.
Oh my gosh.
But I'm can you take care of my happy lines?
But I will tell you, I do genuinely actually want procedures. Like I've mentioned to you, I want like my under eye bags removed and I want certain things done. And that's way more evasive than, say, filler or Botox or whatever. But I think when it comes to men, I guess because I notice it, I think that when I meet somebody and then I notice it, it seems, this is going to sound so hypocritical, it seems vain to me. And a man who's vain, it's like a red flag to me. Mm. I guess if I'm in the relationship already and I'm like, come on, honey, let's go get our stuff, it might be a little different. Yeah. But when I'm first meeting them and this is how they're showing up, I'm kind of like,
I mean, if I was dating someone, freshly dating someone, and then they're like, I have to go to the doctor, I have to go get my Botox. I'm late for my Botox appointment. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, I don't know how that would make, it would make me feel like, okay, cool, he's taking care of himself. I'm telling you, I have though, you know, I dated one particular person that like I literally grabbed him by the hand and was like, you're gonna get Botox with me. And after a while it's like, hey, I'm due for Botox. And I'm like, okay, I'll make you your appointment. And it was like, hey, like I know so many guys personally without putting their business out there that they do it. And I think it's just part of like getting your hair done, or like, I see nothing wrong when I get my nails done that I see a guy that's getting his pedicure done. Oh, that's true, or getting his manicure done. And I know that like maybe 20 years ago, you know, the guys even being at like, I don't know, at the nail shop just trying to get their wives or get their girlfriends, they'd be like all weirded out about it.
Well, I know what's interesting is high-level men in the business world always got manicures.
Okay,
you see? So my entire career, which is pretty long, the men always got manicures because they're shaking hands, they have their expensive watches, they've spent a lot of money, so like some of them obviously go get tan and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But the manicures are a big thing. My good friend Jeff Wald, who recently passed away, you know, a producer in Hollywood, old Hollywood, like with the big glasses and an older guy, how you would imagine. He never missed his mani-pedi appointment in Malibu. Like, he just wouldn't. He'd call me so many times. Hey, I'm getting my mani-pedi. And it was just his thing because that's how he'd show up as, like, clean and professional.
But and I think you will look at that. Like, I know for me, definitely will look at a man's hands. And if they have, like, dirt under their nails, I can see that. And it makes me think, like, you know, like, even when you go to get your tires fixed and then there's guys that don't wear gloves, you know, because there's guys that are like, no, I'm a man. I'm going to freaking grab the tire, and I'm going to just do it. And you can see that that's how they're grabbing the wheel and the tire. And to me,
there's women that love that though too.
Yeah, no, and I respect it, by the way. I'm not saying anything that negative about it, but there is something about, you know, just the cleanliness of just having clean hands and like the nails being on point and even the toes.
Okay, so how do you feel? Because this is a thing that came up a long time ago with me. How do you feel about guys that wax their bodies?
It depends, because there's guys that shave, and then there's guys that actually will go and, like, I knew a guy that, like, actually got lasered to not have any facial hair. Oh. Yeah, and he was a Marine, and he was, like, a totally man's man, and I was like, that's weird that you would get, he's like, I never want a girl facial hair. So, to me.
Especially for a military person, because,
Right, and he's like, I hate shaving. He's like, I just don't want the hair, and he's like, I'm just going to get it lasered. Granted, this was a long time ago. I used to work with this guy maybe 20 years ago. So I don't know with the whole beard thing going on right now. I think maybe he regrets that.
Yeah.
But I did think that was really weird, by the way. I found that a little strange.
Yeah.
But he seemed manly. Just it was weird that he would want to get his whole entire face lasered.
So I know that before I married my husband, I was very, very young, obviously. And I was not raised in a family of men that were hairy.
Oh.
And so not on my mom's side, not on my dad's side, not anywhere did I see men with hair on their chest or
anywhere.
On their legs, really. There wasn't a lot of hair anywhere. So then I end up with, you know, my husband very young, and he, even at 18, was covered in hair. And so anyways, we ended up getting married young and everything. And I remember saying something like, oh my God, like I almost wasn't sure that this was going to work out because he had so much hair all over his body. So it prompted him to then like sleep with the t-shirt on for a long time until I finally was like, don't do that because of me. Like I'm just being a brat, but like you're my husband. Like, I don't care. Like, you're my husband.
You're a werewolf.
So eventually, you know, you grow to like appreciate it or understand that everybody's different.
I know that like this week for some reason, it's kind of funny because you've been making this gesture or you've been saying this thing with like the nipples, the hairy nipples.
Yes.
And to me, I don't know, like something about that is really disgusting. Yeah. And I guess I didn't really answer your question if I would be okay with a guy, getting waxed, but if he has like really hairy nipples, I would totally expect him to like Kelly Clarkson. Like I would really encourage Kelly Clarkson like wax.
So
like, for sure.
If you're one of the Fab 15 men that are watching, you're hearing two perspectives because I now can come into the situation and I can appreciate that you know guys have hair.
But I wonder if it's because he was your husband and you loved him, because I can see, by the way, I can see that love is so blind and I can see the imperfections would be perfections to me, right?
Yeah.
But if it's just some guy that you're starting to talk to, and then he's like, yeah, baby, shaggy baby. And he's literally shaggy baby.
Not Austin Powers. That dude has like a rug, like a heart-shaped rug on his chest.
And he wants to shag it up with you. You're like, no.
Okay, so you're going to hear it from two spectrums, okay? I'm okay if a guy has hair, like, wherever, okay?
Okay.
But I do find it challenging.
Challenge.
If there's hair in places like that, it really kind of doesn't make sense. Like if it's all over the back. So I know someone related to my ex, whatever. And I made a comment. I was like, oh my God, you got a whole freaking like quilt back here. I was being funny, but it's not funny because then he started having his kids help him shave. And obviously I gave him a complex and I didn't mean to.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's like, I understand men are like beasts and they're animalistic and they have testosterone. So they might grow hair all over the place. So I guess if I saw a man with like hair on his chest or whatever, even if it was a lot, it wouldn't bother me at this point.
Yeah.
But I think if it's going over and it's like an overall situation, you're like, in the, like, I feel like there should be some kind of a maintenance.
Containment.
Like some kind.
Contain it.
Can we
braid it?
Can we?
Can we
like
do
if
some
we could
fresh
just
braids?
Have a little bit of contain, like just have some containment.
I really do believe, like I get it. Everyone's different. I'm not here to give anybody an insecurity. If I love you the way that you are, then cool. Like I love your freaking quilted back, and we can do braids. But if it's not if there's no love there like that,
that's true.
It's different, right? And I'm not saying that I'm going to be grossed out by it. I understand he's a man, and that's why you would be with a man. I wouldn't expect a woman to have a whole hairy back, right? But then again, I don't like women. And so what I'm trying to say is, I think I would be totally encouraging. I would encourage him, and I would shave his back, and I would probably, knowing me, try to buy a laser to laser it.
Back there.
Like, I would be like, it's about that time to get that treatment.
Time to get the clippers.
Yeah,
we are
going
to
give you that
out.
Treatment. And and there's guys that that are, you know, that even kind of trim under their arms. And so it's not shaved. It's just trimmed. And then there is a fine line between like a guy that like I've known guys that shave their legs. Like
I was just gonna bring that up.
On shave their legs like a girl.
I have seen that.
That's a little strange too. I'm not gonna lie to you because there's one extreme to another, right?
Yes.
You're like, you know, and at the end of the day, love is love.
My older son, he was in water polo. And when you're in water polo, they make all the boys shave. And I remember he came home with this paper and he's like, Mom, look at this. And it says they need to be full body bald. You're talking armpits, anywhere they have hair, they have to shave because something about I don't know, something about the way they move in the water and whatever, whatever.
Holds him back.
And he was very uncomfortable because he was like, that seems feminine. And, you know, you knew my son. He was very like,
I'm not doing
that. So anyways, I got him a special little round little thing so he can try to do it. Got him there. So anyways, he shaves his legs, right? And then he goes, he puts his jeans on and then he goes, oh man, he goes, you guys are really out here rolling around like this? This is kind of awesome.
It's like soft.
And it became this whole thing of like, yeah, it was like smooth.
Yeah. You know, it's like when you first shave, you're like, ooh, this feels so good.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so it's really, really shocking. And then there's a story that's kind of TMI about the back door area of a man that I heard. And basically there was a thing called NADS.
The starfish.
Do you guys remember something called NADS? It was like this green, sweet gel thing. And you put it on, it was like wax, but it was like a slime, and you rub it off and it pulls your hair off. And so there's a story of a person that I knew, and the husband was hairy, and he had a hairy crack. I can't believe I'm talking about this on the interweb, but
it's
here we go.
Right.
And
crack.
So she goes, babe, I'll help you, whatever. He splits it,
okay.
And she swipes it, swipe,
that's love.
Blow, you know, dry it off, whatever, and then 1, 2, 3, K, ready, babe, because you have to put a strip of cloth
right.
on it.
It's kind
of,
I mean, I've had Brazilian done.
So it's like
yeah.
that, but it's like NADS. It's really wonderful, and it's from, like, the 90s or
okay.
something. So then she rips it off. He's never been waxed or anything.
Okay.
And this is his second crack, and she, like, rah! Dude literally freaks
Kelly
out.
Clarkson
screaming Kelly Clarkson or whatever. But then, like, a few hours, and by the way, we knew this person very well, and we were like, okay, so what's the outcome? And
he's
goes,
like,
when he went to the restroom, he said, and he, like, what? He goes, dang, this is how they get to do it? And
he's
I was
a
like,
believer.
What?
You know, he's going to be like, baby. It's that time.
It's
get
the
NAD out.
The smooth.
Get the green
so, listen,
machine.
I'm not a stickler about men wanting to make improvements for themselves or wanting to do things to make themselves more comfortable. But I am kind of like, I'm learning, you know, I'm exploring in the world. I'm a Gen Xer. I'm more about just be who you are. But then I see these men and I'm like, this is kind of odd.
I mean, because there's here's the thing with that, though, in my opinion. There's extremes to everything, right? Because,
yes.
like, yes, I do Botox. Okay, big deal. Like, it's not the end of the world. And I've had filler.
No, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Not the end of the world. But there are levels to everything that you do in life, right? Because then there's the girls that are like this.
Right.
And then they're like,
yeah.
And then, but they like, they're happy, they're sad, they're mad, they're pissed off,
all
whatever.
The things that
the emotion never
yeah.
changes. It's like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And so I don't want to be with someone that, you know, has no emotion in their face. They have no facial expression,
so
right?
So I actually refer to men with this look as Mona Lisas. So, like, I have this little code word where I'd go, I liked him, but he's a Mona Lisa. And then they go, Rachel, no. Because they know that the Mona Lisa has no expression.
Right.
And in Spanish, no sonría, no llanta. Like, there's no smile, there's no sadness, there's no...
Yeah.
It's the Mona Lisa,
and
so...
And you couldn't crack a smile because you'd be busting jokes. Like...
The Mona Lisa.
It's like, I can't crack a joke with this dude.
So I'm really curious, if you're a guy that's watching this and you're a guy's guy, whatever you think, do you think it's kind of, it's too feminine to be dyeing your hair, getting Botox, shaving your legs?
It's extremity. It's like the guy in Laguna Beach, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm like, Walter Mercado, is that you?
Yeah.
Is that you? I see, like you said, I'm like, is it you? You back
oh
from the dead?
God,
but no, this guy, you know, that's another extreme. Like, that was like, I couldn't tell if he was a man or a woman. Like, that's an extreme that I'm talking about. Like,
yes.
The women that are so beautiful, and you're like, but why? Like, the girl from Miami, Lisa Hochstein.
Oh, gosh.
Gosh, she's
beautiful,
freaking
gorgeous woman.
Gorgeous,
and now
gorgeous.
It's, like, distorted.
And now it's like, but why?
So afraid of a wrinkle. Like,
but
you're
why?
So afraid. There's literal lasers. Like, you're so afraid of a wrinkle that you're going to do this. And I think that's the hard part. I think she's turned it around. Though.
I think like she's now turning it around. But there was a moment there where I don't even think she could smile. She just had so much filler that, I mean, I'm sure it even hurt to smile.
Yeah.
So that's the extremity that I'm saying that, you know, it's one thing to upkeep. And it's another thing to, like, just take it to the other level. Just like, you know what, just put 5 syringes in my face. Like, that's another level of like, what the hell? And so with men, same thing. Like, it's one thing for you to get a little tummy tuck. I get it. It's very feminine, but sometimes men need it too. And that's okay. Like, there's no reason why we should bash them. But, you know, I think it's the love thing too, though. Like, I don't know
I
if I'm
so.
Just talking to you and you're like, can you take care of me if I get a tummy tuck? I'm like, yeah, I'm not the one.
I'm not the one.
I'm probably not the one. I have to build that love.
But it's true. If I love you, I'm going to love your dad bod. I'm going to love your girl and, boobs or your man
and give
boobs.
You the medication and do all the things. But if I don't, we're just, it's kind of weird. I don't know.
All right.
It's rough out there in the
space. We got anything else?
I think that's it. But whatever you decide to do, just remember that you're beautiful the way that you are. If you want some improvements, men or female, do it if it makes you happy. And
amen.
All we got to say is
see you next week.
See you next week. You deserve fresh lettuce.
Cheers.
Cheers.